Okay, so let's pick up with the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Shor Shel Yisrael, which the Bach changes to Shor Shel Hedyot. So if you have the axe of a Hedyot, the axe of a regular run-of-the-mill person, we typically, right, we're going to use Hedyot in contrast to Hektish. So if you have the axe belonging to a regular run-of-the-mill Jew, Shenagach Shor Shel Hektish, that gored the axe of Hektish. V'shel Hektish, Shenagach L'Shor Shel Hedyot. Or if you have the axe of Hektish, that gored the axe of a Hedyot, of a regular run-of-the-mill person, Pater. So you'd be pater. In other words, if your axe gores Hektish's axe, you're pater. If Hektish's axe gores your axe, Hektish is pater. How do I know? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Shor Rei Ehu, Velo Shor Shel Hektish. It has to be specifically the axe of his friend and not the axe of Hektish. Now that pasuk, if you take a look, that's Shmos Chav Aleph Lamed Hey, the pasuk Mishpatim that discusses a short tam. And the pasuk says, V'chi Gov Shor Ish as Shor Rei Ehu, V'meis, U'machris Ashor Hachai V'chatsu Es Kazpo. Right, that when you have one axe that gores, that injures another axe, the axe of, it says the shore of an ish, that gores the shore of Rei Ehu, then we say that Shbei Chatzi Nezek. So the parties involved have to be Rei Ehu's. Okay, so that's the Tanakhama's opinion. Shor Shel Yisrael, now the Mishnah continues, Shor Shel Yisrael, Shanagach L'Shor Shel Kenani, if you have the axe of a Jew that gores the axe of a Kenani, which according to some editions are, gores the axe of a Nachri, of a non-Jew, so Pater, if a Yid's axe gores a non-Jew's axe, the Yid is Pater. V'shel Kenani, Shanagach L'Shor Shel Yisrael, but if you have a non-Jew's axe, or a Shel Nachri, Shanagach L'Shor Shel Yisrael, a non-Jew's axe that gores the axe of a Jew, Bein Tam, Bein Muad, regardless of whether the non-Jew's axe is a Tam or a Muad, Mishalem Nezek Shalem, he's going to have to pay Nezek Shalem. So the Mishnah gives us two basic halachas. If there's a collision between your axe and Hektish's axe, it doesn't make a difference if your axe is the Mazak and Hektish is the Nizik, or Hektish's axe is the Mazak and your axe is the Nizik, the parties involved would be Pater because the Pasuk says Shor Rei Ehu. The Mishnah then says, what about if there's a collision between the axe of a Jew and the axe of a non-Jew? So the Mishnah says, if it's the axe of the non-Jew that's the Mazak, the Jew is Pater. If it's the axe of the Jew that's the Mazak, the Jew is Pater. If it's the axe of the non-Jew that's the Mazak, well then the non-Jew is going to be Chayiv regardless of whether his axe is a Tam or a Muad. Okay, so now the Gemara says as follows. Masnisin delok Rav Shimon ben Asya. The Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon ben Asya. Where do we see Rav Shimon ben Asya expressing an opinion about this? The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Shor Shel Hedyot Shenagach Shor Shel Hektish. If you have a Hedyot's axe that gores a Hektish's axe, V'shel Hektish Shenagach Shor Shel Hedyot. Or if you have the axe of Hektish that gored your axe, the axe of a Hedyot, Pater. So both parties involved, either case would be Pater. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Shor Rei Ehu, V'lo Shor Shel Hektish. So that's exactly the opinion of the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. Now Rav Shimon ben Asya comes along and he says, Rav Shimon ben Asya Omer, Shor Shel Hektish, Shenagach Shor Shel Hedyot. If you have the axe of Hektish, the gourd, your axe, the axe of a Hedyot, Pater. Hektish is going to be Pater. V'shel Hedyot Shenagach Shor Shel Hektish. But if you have the other way around, your axe, gourd, Hektish's axe, Bein Tam, Bein Muad, whether it's a Tam, or whether it's a Muad, Mishalem Nezek Shalem. You're going to be Chayv to pay Nezek Shalem. So Rav Shimon ben Asya comes along and he says, if Hektish's axe gores your axe, Hektish is Pater. But if your axe gores Hektish's axe, you're going to be Chayiv, regardless of whether your animal is a Tam or a Muad. So now the Gemara says, Ami, wait a second, so what would I say over here? My Kasav Rav Shimon, what did Rav Shimon think? What's the lumdis? Where is he getting his idea from to be mechalik between Hektish and Hedyot like this? How did he read this pasuk over here? Remember, the rules for the for Tam, for Muad, the rules for Tam come from the pasuk of Shmos Chav Aleph Lamed Hey, where the pasuk says, V'chi Yigov Shor Ish as Shor Rei Ehu, right? And we interpret it for the Tanakam, but the one that says Shor Rei Ehu, that tells you the parties involved have to be Rei Ehu. They can't be Hektish. So now, how is Rav Shimon reading this pasuk? I rei ehu dafka, if the word rei ehu in the pasuk is very specific. So then, afilu shel hedyot shenagach shel hektish li pater. So then, even the shor shel hedyot that gores a shor shel hektish should be pater, right? Because if I tell you that the parties involved have to be rei ehu, and specifically rei ehu, so then hektish is excluded from that. Hektish is not rei ehu. So then, if the shor shel hedyot gores a shor shel hektish, you should be pater, just like the Tanakhama. So vi reu lav davka, but if Rav Shimon is reading that rei ehu in the pasuk is not specific, he's not reading it as literally as the Tanakhama is reading it. So then when the pasuk says v'chi gov shor ish as shor rei ehu, I guess the way you'd read it is maybe rei ehu doesn't mean his friend like a person. It means another party. It gored the axe of another party. regardless of whether that party is hetyot or hektish. But if that's how he's reading that, so then wait a second. Afilu de hektish nami ki nagach de hetyot l'chayv. So then even if it's, so then in the case of where hektish's acts is going a hetyot's acts, you should be chayev, right? Because re'ehu is lav dafka. So when a hektish's act scores your acts, hektish should be chayev. But Rosh Hashanah said that if hektish's act scores your acts, hektish is pater. So v'chidim alolam gazav re'ehu dafka. If you'll tell me, well, maybe really Rosh Hashanah holds that re'ehu is very specific in the pasuk. Aye, but if re'ehu is dafka, then you should be pater when your acts gores hektish's acts. Well, no, I'll tell you what the reason would be. Miu tehedyot kinagach tehektish. Well, however, when a hedyot's acts gores hektish's acts. The reason that you'd be chayiv is mishum de kamaisi la mekavachomer dehedyot, because he brings a kavachomer from hedyot. What's the svara from hedyot that Rishon Menasya applies to tell us what the halacha should be when a hedyot gores hektish's axe? Uma hedyot shenagach shel hedyot chayiv, just as when a hedyot's axe gores a hedyot's axe, you're chayiv. So then kinagach to hektish. Well, then if when a run-of-the-mill person gores another axe that belongs to a run-of-the-mill person, you're chayiv. Well, presumably hektish is much more superior to run-of-the-mill people. So kinagach to hektish. So if your axe gores hektish's axe, lokol shekein demachayiv. So then certainly you should be chayiv. And so maybe that's the svara over here. Maybe that's where Rosh Hashanah got it from, that when your axe gores hektish's axe, you should be chayiv. Just like when your axe gores another person's axe, you're chayiv. So the problem with saying that is, if you remember, how's this far working now? We're saying if when a hedyot gores a hedyot, you're chayiv. So when a hedyot gores hektish, you should also be chayiv. But wait a second, when a hedyot gores hedyot, so what's halacha? There's a difference between tam and mu'ud. For tam, you pay chatzin ezek, for mu'ud, you pay nezek shalim. Well, then for hektish also, if it's based on the rules of a hedyot goring a hedyot, so then hedyot goring hektish should also be subject to those rules. That for tam, you should be chayiv to pay chatzin ezek, and for mu'ud, you should be chayiv to pay nezek shalim. So it says Gemara, dial of amen adinlios kanidin, right? Because if that lumdus is correct within Rosh Hashanah, that he's buying into that svara, that kavachomer, so then we should say it's dial of amen adin. It should be sufficient that for when something is being pulled out, that we're learning out using a svara like that, leos kanidin should be like the thing from which you derive it from. And so therefore, it should be subject to the same rules of when a hedyot's axe scores a hedyot. So Malahalan tam chatzinezek hatzahachanami chatzinezek. So just like over there, just like when it comes to a hedyot goring a hedyot, you should be chayiv chatzinezek for a tam. So too, when hedyot gores hektish, you should also be chayiv chatzinezek for a tam. But Rosh Hashanah doesn't make that distinction. Rosh Hashanah said that if a shorshal hedyot gores a shorshal hektish, you're going to be chayiv regardless of whether your animal is a tam or a muad. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara says as follows: Elamrim Rosh Lakish. So Rosh Lakish says, rather, what's going on over here? Hakol hayu bechlal nezek shalim. Everything was included in nezek shalim. What does that mean? So the way the Rashi explains it, Rashi gives us two explanations for what Rosh Lakish is going to do in the Gemara now. Let's read it through, what the words are, and then we can plug in the explanations. Rosh Lakish comes along and says, Hakol hayu bechlal nezek shalim. Everything was included in nezek shalim. So kishapar lecha hakatz re'ehu. So when the pasuk then spells out, goes out of its way to give you a unique example of re'ehu, a unique case, and to tell you that the rules are different in this case, gavei tam, so then re'ehu, the tam is chatzinezek. So then it's in the context of re'ehu, where we say that for tam you pay chatzinezek. So mechlal, that tells us implicitly, is the hektish, that when we're dealing with hektish, bein tam, bein muad, well, the default is Misham Nezek Shalim, that for hektish, it doesn't make a difference if it's a tam or muad. Dim kain, because if that's correct, what you were proposing before, nichtav kra lahai re'ehu gabe mu'ud. So then the pasuk should write re'ehu in the context of mu'ud. So what's going on over here? So the way Rashi explains it, we'll go with Rashi's first explanation for starters. What Rashi points out is that if you take a look at the pasukim regarding tam and mu'ud, so the pasuk about tam is in Mishpatim Chav Aleph Lamed Hei. The pasuk about mu'ud is in Mishpatim Chav Aleph Lamed Vav. Now the pasuk about, so the very next pasuk, after tam is where the pasuk says Shmoschav Aleph Lamed Vav says Onoda Kishor Nagachu, or it was known that the axe was a nagach, right? It had gored already mitmol shalshom. It had a track record of goring before yesterday, 2 days before. V'lo yishmerenu ba'alav, and the ba'alav didn't guard it. Shalem yishalem shor tachas ashor. You have to pay shor tachas ashor. V'meis yielav. So now, what do we see from that? What you see is when the pasuk says, that discusses the liability for shor that's a mu'ad, it says, shalem yishalem shor. Right? It doesn't say to whom the shor belongs. Right? It doesn't mention specifically that it's shorei ehu. It just says that for any shor, you have to pay. And you have to pay nezek shalim. So then what that tells you is that the standard, the default is that when we're dealing with the default is that you're going to be chayv to pay nezek shalim. And so therefore, when we arrive at the pasuk that discusses a chiddush, the chiddush of chatzi nezek, which is what we find in the context of tam, so now the question that we have to figure out is, legabe what? Regarding what scenario would the Torah tell you, here's a chiddush where you can be mako, that you can be lenient, and you can say that in this context, normally you're right. Normally you pay nezek shalom, but in this context, you're going to pay for a tam chatzi nezek. So where would you apply that to? So you wouldn't apply that to hektish. The rules for hektish should be more chumer than the rules for hedyet. And so therefore, when the pasuk says v'chi gof shor ish es shor re'eu, what we're going to understand from the pasuk is that when it says re'eu, it means re'eu is when we're going to give you a kula of tam. That for tam you're going to be chatzi nezek, but for hektish it's going to be the default. The standard, the default is going to be that you're going to pay nezek shalim. Meaning to say, if you damage shor re'eu, that's when we say that you're going to be chayv to pay chatzi nezek. But if you damage hektish's shor, then we're going to say go back to the default. The standard should be that you pay nezek shalim. Now, what about when hektish damages a hedyet? So how do you know anything about that? We know that Rosh Hashanah said that when hektish's shor gores hedyet's shor, you're going to hektish's putter. So where do we get that from in the pasuk? So according to Rashi's first explanation, his own explanation, Rashi says that it's because the psukim regarding a muad tell us how does an animal become a muad. So we said v'huad bivalav. The pasuk says the bialim need ta'ada, right? You have to warn them. You have to give them some sort of warning in Bezdin. And so, well, wait a second. So hektish is not a bialim that would undergo ha'ada. And secondly, so that's with regard to muad. And also in the context of tam, the pasuk says, when we're talking about the mazik, what does the pasuk say? It says v'chi gof shor ish. When the shor of a man is the one that does the damaging here. So you see that it's specifically when the shor hamazik is owned by a normal bialim and is owned by a man. That's when the pasuk, that's when these pasukim apply. And so therefore, hektish is going to be putter always. But what about when you're goring hektish? So then you're going to be subject to the default. The default is that you're going to have to pay nezek shalom. It's only when your ox gores the shor re'eu, that's when we can be afford to be a little bit lenient. And the Torah says, here's a special example where we let you pay chatzi nezek for a tam. That's Rashi's first explanation. Rashi's second explanation is from his Rebbe. Rashi's Rebbe, what he explains over here is that when Rish Lakish comes along, remember what happened over here? We said that if Rav Shimon is telling us that when the pasuk says re'ehu, it's re'ehu is dafka, it's very specific language. So then re'ehu dafka would tell us that, so then we have the kasha, right? That if re'ehu is dafka, so then when a hedyet gores a hektish is short, you should be pater, right? Because it's dafka if hedyet shor gores hedyet shor. That's where you have the pasuk of re'ehu, where you say that you pay chatzi nezek. But if it's hedyet goring hektish, you should be pater. So we suggest, maybe there's a svar, maybe there's a kavachomer, that just like if a hedyet gores hedyet, you're chayiv, so too when a hedyet gores hektish, you should also be chayiv. But we challenged them. We said, well, da'al of amenad in lios kenidon. So now Rish Lakish comes along, and Rish Lakish says, you know, you're right. You can't say that kal v'chomer. However, Rav Shimon Manasseh is still reading the word re'ehu as very particular. And what he's saying is that it's specifically re'ehu that the pasuk is discussing. So then Rish Lakish is really just contending with this issue that when it said re'ehu, re'ehu is dafka, so then why is it that if a hedyet gores hektish, you should be chayv? When hedyet gores hektish, you should be pater. So what Rish Lakish explains is that, yes, it's true. Even though the pasuk does say re'ehu, and re'ehu is dafka, that can't be referring, that can't tell us anything about when a hedyet's, the shor hamazik of a hedyet gores hektish, to tell us that hektish, that you should be pater entirely. Why? Because, as Rish Lakish said, hakol hayu b'chlal nezek shalim. Everything was included in nezek shalim. Meaning to say, for muad, whether it is when we have the pasuk about muad, that's regardless of whether we're dealing with hedyet goring hedyet or hedyet goring hektish. The rules for the pasuk about muad says shalim shalim shor, And so the Pasuk is telling us that you always pay Nezek Shalem, if it's a Hedyot Goring Hedyot, or if it's a Hedyot Goring Hektish. So then, when the Pasuk goes out of its way to tell you a Chiddush about Re'ehu, it's not going to tell you a Chiddush about Re'ehu to patter you when you damage Hektish, right? Where should that Chiddush have been? That Chiddush should have been in the context of Muad, if we wanted to tell you that when you damage Hektish, you're off, right? So when the Pasuk says Re'ehu, specifically in the context of Tam, it's not going to be telling you any chidushim about leniencies for when you gore hektish, right? It's going to be that there's going to be a chumrah when you gore hedyot, when you gore hektish, and there's going to be a kula when you gore hedyot. So then what's the point? The point is, this part, the first part of the explanation is very similar to Rashi's own explanation. But the second part is where there's a little bit of a difference. Remember, according to Rashi's own pshat, when you have a shor shel hektish that gores a shor shel hedyot, the question was, how do you know that that should be putter, regardless of tam or mud? And so Rashi explained that's because when the pasuk says fuhud bevalav, so you need bialim in order for there to be mu'ad. And when a pasuk says v'chi gov shor ish in the context of tam, well, you need a shor of a man in order to be subject to the rules of tam. Now Rashi's Rebbe comes along. Rashi's Rebbe, the way that he explained it, is that, well, actually, no. When the pasuk says Re'ehu, right? So the hektish is not shayach in Re'ehu, right? When the pasuk says v'chi gov shor ish, eshor Re'ehu, hektish can't be the shor hamazik because hektish doesn't have a friend, right? There is no Re'ehu for hektish. So hektish is not included in the pasuk of tam. Well, if hektish is not included in the pasuk of about tam, well, in order to become a muad, you have to start off as a tam. Right, the pasuk Shmos Chav Aleph Lamed Hey segues into Shmos Chav Aleph Lamed Vav, which is the pasuk about muad. In order to be a muad, you have to start off as a tam, then you have to go through Ha'adah. And so that's why hektish is not shaykh to be a that's why hektish is not going to be subject to these psukim. If the shor hamazik is hektish, hektish is going to be putter, regardless of whether it's a tam, regardless of whether it's a mud. Okay, so now let's just read into the words of the Gemara. So Elam Rish Lakish, so rather Rish Lakish says, HaKolei B'Klal Nezek Shalom. The default is everything should be subject to Nezek Shalom. In other words, when we have the psukim regarding a muad, the pasuk says you pay Nezek Shalom. But then when the pasuk deviates, spells out a specific case of Re'ehu, Gabe Tam in the context of Tam. So Re'ehu, the Tam, is Shalom Nechatz Nezek. So specifically, when you are goring Re'ehu, that's when you're chayiv to pay Chatz Nezek. That's when we're lenient. Mechlal, the Hektish being Tam, being Mun, Shalom Nezek Shalom. So what that tells us, though, is that if it's for Hektish, regardless of whether Hektish is a Tam or a Mu'ad, you'd be chayiv to pay Nezek Shalom. Dim Kain, because of what you were saying, was correct, that the pasuk of Re'ehu should apply to Hektish as well, and that you should be put there entirely when you damage Hektish. Nichtov krala hai Re'ehu gamimud. Then the pasuk should have written the word of Re'ehu, not in the context of Tam, but in the context of Muad. Okay, let's hold here.